Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 376 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 10th is reflect on an act of kindness someone did for you and how it had a tremendous impact on your life. How can you pay it forward by replicating this significant act of kindness for someone else today? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Even though our entire careers of teaching and coaching themselves are acts of paying it forward, we still need to be able to find small amounts in our daily routines to be personally involved in paying acts of kindness forward. Unfortunately, this is something that often gets pushed to the side in the midst of all the testing we are required to do, all the paperwork we have to keep up on, and the stress of being expected to get certain results. And the following are three ways we create moments that will help us pay forward acts of kindness from the Leadership Challenge by Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner. And those three ways are: be personally involved to show we care, spread stories, and make celebrations. Let's look first at being personally involved to show we care. Sometimes the greatest act of kindness we can show is simply showing up. Being present and giving our time and attention goes a long way in showing we care and paying forward kindness. It might mean showing up when we don't have to. It might mean showing up when we're not expected to. It might mean being present to celebrate an accomplishment. Or it might mean being present during a time of challenge or sorrow. But when we do show up and are present, we just need to be who we are. We don't have to dance and sing if that's not who we are. Sharing in a moment of connection is enough to make an impact on someone's heart. The second way we can create moments to help us pay forward kindness is to spread stories. Stories are the greatest way we learn, and by sharing stories from our own lives or what we have personally seen others experience, then we are paying forward kindness by teaching lessons about life in a relatable manner that people will remember. When we share stories with our students and athletes, we are sharing a piece of ourselves with them and letting them know that we all have something in common. And the third way we can pay forward acts of kindness is by creating moments through celebrations. Celebrations give people something to look forward to, and opportunities for kindness are universally built into celebrations. When we take the time for celebrations, we show our students and athletes that we are willing to take a break from our normal routine and give them something to remember. So how about you? Can you reflect on an act of kindness someone did for you and how it had a tremendous impact on your life? How can you pay it forward by replicating this significant act of kindness for someone else today? When we create moments to pay forward kindness by being personally involved to show we care, by sharing stories, and through celebrations, then we are creating a better version of ourselves. When we create a better version of ourselves every day, we can touch the hearts of our students and athletes. When we touch their hearts, we make a difference in their lives. When we make a difference in the lives of other people, we increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.